Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the CC Radio podcast.
Since the beginning of time, human beings have loved a good rivalry. And sometimes when a film is released, it is released with a twin of sorts. But which rival film reigns supreme? I'm Amy Patterson.
And I'm Rachel Webb. And we are fangirling over films that beat their rivals.
Ooh, Battle Royale.
Beep, beep, beep.
We're singing more in this song already than the Disney list song.
I know.
All right, so this is going to be a good one. We kind of got this idea. We were tossing up around doing something like this after we mentioned Dante's Peak and Volcano.
Yes.
In our Disaster Movies episode.
Yeah, and Twister and Tornado.
Yeah, so that kind of vibe. And we were like, you know what? What other films are pretty much identical? And which ones did we love more?
Yeah, like twin films.
Yeah.
And which twin do we love more?
Yeah, because if you're a parent of twins, you know what we're talking about.
There's always one that's better.
Yep. All right, so Dante's Peak and Volcano, we were both in the Dante's Peak corner.
Yes.
And then
Twister on Tornado, obviously it's Twister.
You can't go. I don't even remember watching Tornado all the way through, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, I don't remember that film at all. Mm. And that's enough to say that Twister's
better.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So we've got a bit of a list here, which we'll maybe take turns reading through, mm-hmm. and we'll just shout out to whichever twin we love most.
Yeah.
All right. I'll kick it off. So We've got Ants versus A Bug's Life.
Yes. So all of these you'll find came out at around the same time.
Mm, I think these two were even released in the same year. Possibly.
Most of them have been, you know, released within a year or two of each other.
Mm.
So it's, you know, really, it becomes really, really obvious that these are ideas that are kind of like flavor of the month.
Mm.
And, you know, two separate film production companies have put them out. So I can't remember what DreamWorks did Ants and Pixar did Bug's Life.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I prefer A Bug's Life.
So do I.
Yeah.
Ants was a bit harsh for me.
It was. Yeah. I didn't like the animation as much as I liked the Bug's Life animation. I liked the story a little better too.
Mm, and the caterpillar.
I love him.
He's my favourite character in A Bug's Life.
And he was like, and I'm a beautiful bumblebee. I love him. And he gets his wings.
I know. That's the best glow up of a character I've ever seen.
Bless.
I'm definitely in the Bug's Life corner on this one.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I'm going to wait for a point on the list where we differ, if I'm going to be perfectly honest.
Boom, 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 boom.
All right, cross that one off. What's next? Over to you.
Deep Impact versus Armageddon.
Boom. I'm an Armageddon girl.
I'm an Armageddon girl too.
Yes.
Yeah, they're both about giant rocks that are heading for the Earth. You know, they both came out at the same time, I think, in the same year.
Possibly.
I think I have,
let's just say yes.
We're going to say yes.
We're not about fact
checking. We're not fact checking here. No, it's not happening. But they, you know, so the, I remember Deep Impact.
Mm.
I do remember it, but only vaguely.
I know
I've watched Armageddon a million times.
Yeah. Soundtrack is brilliant for Armageddon, can I just add?
Hell yes.
Deep Impact, I know that I have watched it. I'm in the same boat, but I don't remember any sort of detail, really, other than that it was similar to Armageddon.
Yeah, it's very similar to Armageddon. Like, it's, you know, there's a huge rock coming, scientist discovers it, and they're like, oh, ha, 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 we're not going to listen to you. And then it's like, oh, we better listen to you because you're smart and we got to destroy the thing.
And we made a boo-boo.
We made a boo-boo.
Look, Armageddon also has Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck in it and Liv Tyler. So
that's right.
I've always said if I was going to turn into a lesbian, Liv Tyler would do it.
Oh, mm. She's gorgeous.
She is. Those
Mine's
eyes.
Rosario Dawson.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
We're giving you guys a little bit of an extra tidbit here. We can make a whole episode out of that.
We kind of did.
Oh, yeah. We talked about hall passes.
We did.
I wonder if Liv Tyler was on mine. I can't
Liv
even
Tyler
remember.
Liv Tyler was not on yours.
Damn it, guys.
I know. Rosario was on mine.
She was absolutely
sure.
on yours. That's what made me think on it.
Mm. I just watched Zombieland 2.
Oh.
I was watching the opening credits. Her name came up and I was like,
get out of town.
My wife is in this.
Why didn't she tell me?
Why and why haven't I seen this sooner?
That's a good movie too.
It's a great movie.
Sequels. Let's do a sequels episode once. Okay. Oh, I think we've already looked.
Wait, no, I think we've done like shitty sequels.
Yeah, that's true. Things that didn't need a sequel.
Yeah, but let's do like good sequels.
Yeah, good sequels that we were living for.
Hell yeah. And all right. Ones that we're still waiting for.
Yes. Okay, Armageddon. Done. Yes,
done.
Next one, The Cave versus The Descent.
Yeah, I don't think I've even seen The Cave.
Neither have I. I've seen The Descent and I was scared shitless.
It is hailed as one of the best horror movies of all time.
It's terribly frightening and I will never watch it again.
Awesome.
That's what you should feel after
That's
watching
a
scary movie.
That's how you should feel.
Movie.
And I think The Descent also has like alternate endings and whatnot. Ooh. And one of them is like significantly more horrifying than the theatrical one. Ooh. So I think that, you know, I think The Descent's a great film.
It was like, I remember watching it and being very frightened. So it definitely did what it was supposed to do.
Yeah. It was one of those found footage-ish things as well. I think.
Just going back, while we're talking about alternative endings, have you seen the alternative spoiler alert, if you haven't watched the Avengers Endgame, stop listening. If you have you seen the Rachel's like, I haven't seen it. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? There's an alternate ending?
No, an alternative death scene for the Black Widow. Yes. And it is, look, in my opinion, I might trigger some people. I think it is 1,000% better and they definitely should have done. I have no idea how they arrived at this different scene. Like, obviously some things in the storyline had to change for it to happen.
What?
Watch it. Do yourself a favor. And then we will
Google it.
We will talk about it later. But yes, it is wonderful. Alternative.
Holy damn. I didn't know that there was another death for her.
Yeah. And it is much more it's a much more satisfying death, if we're being honest.
Oh.
Anyway, off topic, but yeah, watch that.
Wow.
All right, so we're both in Cave. We're both in Cave, The Descent. We're both in Corner, The Descent.
Yes. We don't ever want to be in a cave.
No.
Because of The Descent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you know, I think there's the one scene that sticks with me from that movie, The Descent, is, you know, when they're like panning around the cave and they're like, fuck, is there anything in here with us? Nothing, nothing. And then they switch back and then there's ungodly creature in the corner.
Yeah. Whew,
gets me.
Yep.
I need to just not look in deep, dark crevices. I can't do it. Okay. There we go.
All right. So The Prestige versus The Illusionist.
All right. I didn't really love either of these films, if I'm being perfectly honest with you.
Okay.
I think I probably liked The Prestige a little bit more.
Well, great. I don't know why I have The Illusionist written down here because I am absolutely not in The Illusionist camp. I am in The Prestige camp.
Okay.
Prestige is probably one of my favorite movies.
Oh!
Yeah, I loved it.
Scandal.
I loved The Prestige.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's just I'm not about that kind of a film or not, but I just didn't. It could have also been when I watched it. Who knows? Could have been in a mood.
You could have been in a mood.
But I definitely preferred it over The Illusionist.
Yeah.
Illusionist.
Yes, The Illusionist.
If we're being correct.
Yes.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, I just really loved that whole the twin thing.
Yeah, that was a cool twist, I must admit.
And like how it had alluded to it in the beginning with that, you know, with the Asian dude who was hunched over and that was the trick, was that he committed to it so much that it was his life.
Mm.
And I think that then in tying it in with Christian Bale having, spoilers, having a twin and whatnot.
I think this movie's like 10
years
old. I mean,
this movie possibly even 20 years old.
If you haven't seen it.
It's old, man.
Too bad.
Yeah.
All right, cool. The Prestige. The next one we've got is Mirror Mirror versus Snow White and the Huntsman.
Both terrible.
Yep. Although, no, I'll get onto that later. What's yours? What camp are you in?
Snow White and the Huntsman.
Same.
Oh, my God. Good. I was like, maybe we're going to differ here because I was like, Mirror Mirror is more like of a...
upbeaty type movie.
And I was like, oh, maybe because like, but then we both love Disney. So I was like, but if I'm in Snow White, like the Huntsman camp, maybe she's in the Huntsman camp.
I think, to be perfectly honest, I'm in a Chris Hemsworth, Jessica Chastain camp more so than...
Okay, but Jessica Chastain.
No. So this is Snow White and the Huntsman, which is the original, but the second one has been in it.
Right.
So that's why I was like, and we're going to do an episode later on guilty pleasure films, right?
Yeah.
Snow White. What is it actually called?
Isn't it just
Huntsman Winter's War or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
That is one of my guilty pleasure films. So I kind of was like, I think I'm choosing Snow White and the Huntsman because I prefer the second one.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I think that I probably have picked it because I just didn't like how camp Mirror Mirror was.
The sort of Bollywood ending scene.
It was so Bollywood,
And I mean, if that's your thing, cool, but
it
I don't
wasn't
know.
For me.
No, and it came out a bit out of left field for me too. Like there was no other vibe of that throughout the whole film.
Yeah.
And then the ending, I was like, what am I watching?
Exactly.
Anyway.
And I've always been a fan of darker fairy tales.
Yes.
Like, so when they, you know, when that came out, I was like, oh, they're going to get a little bit dark.
No, they weren't.
But then they got Kristen Stewart, and bless her, I know she can act. I've seen her do it.
Exactly.
But when she's not in a role that's suitable for her, it's terrible every time.
She was not a good Snow White. Let's just say that. Because I agree. I think she's a great actress when she's in, like, Charlie's Angels.
She loved her.
That was brilliant.
Yes.
I think, yeah, I don't know if – I can't actually remember when this came out in relation to the Twilight Saga ending, but I feel like they were kind of close-ish.
It was close-ish. I think this came out I'm going to say 2012.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm going to say that is because I had just started dating Jake.
Oh.
And we went to the white carpet in Sydney. We actually met Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm leaving. This is me packing up.
I have
going. Bye.
I have a photo of me with Chris Hemsworth, and I every now and then when it kind of crops up, I show the kids and remind them that I'm so fucking cool because I met Thor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Principal Mummy is your name.
Principal Mummy.
Thor Meter.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so jealous of you.
Thanks.
Have you watched Chris Hemsworth's new movie on Netflix? Extraction?
No.
Brilliant. Watch it.
I don't know if I can handle it. I don't know if my loins can handle it.
I was like, what are you talking about? You love that kind of shit. All right. So Snow White and the Huntsman.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Done.
Right.
Over to you.
Oh, was that?
That was my one. I said that one. What's over? I think.
I think. Who knows?
We're too caught up in the discussion.
Chris Hemsworth.
All right. Well, you go.
Okay. Upgrade versus Venom.
You actually said something hilarious when we were going through this. Tell the people.
I said that we have to make a special note here because the lead actors look exactly the same.
They are identical, and I didn't realize it was not Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
I thought it was both Tom Hardy.
Me too. And working at the cinema at the time that both of these came out, I was like, Tom Hardy's in the same movie twice.
Killing it.
And everybody's looking at me like, that's not fucking Tom Hardy, you idiot.
But they are identical.
And I'm like, okay, but look at his face. That's Tom Hardy's face. You forgive me for not knowing the intricacies of the casting of a movie that I'm not going to watch.
Exactly.
But it looks like Tom Hardy was in a movie about a dude that, you know, is kind of computerized and taken over by a thing. And then he's also in a movie where he's kind of taken over by a thing.
Exactly. And then I had to Google right before we started recording to confirm that the actor's name is actually Logan Marshall Green.
Yeah.
And not Tom Hardy.
Not Tom Hardy.
I couldn't believe it.
It's not Tom Hardy.
Obviously, I wasn't paying attention. And to be honest with you, I didn't really watch a lot of Upgrade. Like, Reese was watching it and I just kind of skimmed past it, which is why, back on topic, I'm in the Venom camp.
I'm in the Venom camp too, but we are, like, we're geeks.
Yeah.
We are, like, Marvel
exactly. people. So it was always going to win regardless. It was going to win. If I'd never even seen a snippet of Upgrade. So.
Exactly. Exactly.
There you go. Fun fact. Tom Hardy has a weird twin. Whilst also talking about twin movies he was in.
Look, we should do an episode about celebrity lookalikes.
Ooh.
You know, celebrities that look like each other, because there is one pair that I can't tell apart, and everybody, when I say everybody, I mean my husband, gets mad at me because I can't tell them apart.
Okay.
Now I can't even think of don't both tell of us. Their names.
Let's leave okay, the suspense.
Okay, so we're gonna do an
episode on that,
and we'll do an episode on it, and you'll look at celebrities in an entirely different light.
We've come up with some really good ideas. We need to write these down.
I'm gonna do it right now.
All right. Well, I'll introduce the next one.
Introduce the next one.
We have Pokemon the movie versus Digimon the movie.
Now, this one you kind of introduced.
I did. Because,
like, right before we hit record.
Yes. Because these came out within a year of each other, and there was such big childhood, what's the word for it? Like, they had such big childhood followings for both of them.
Yeah.
And then to release, like, after all of these TV shows, to release the movies in within the same year of each other, I was like, wow. Yeah. Someone is a mole in either of these two companies.
I would say so, yeah.
So I am definitely in the Pokemon, the movie, camp. I love Digimon, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But the Pokemon movie, wonderful.
I can't kind of choose. So which Pokemon movie are you talking about?
So this is the original. This is the original.
The Mewtwo one?
Yes.
I do love that movie.
Mm. Pikachu crying? I mean, come on.
Mm.
I can't. And the Digimon, there's been a couple of movies of that actually too, but it is the original where. You know, have you seen Digimon the movie?
I have.
A long time ago?
I've seen them both a long time ago, but I'm pretty sure that I kind of watched Digimon movie more.
Scandal. I love that movie.
I know. I love that movie because, you know, the soundtrack, it starts off with the kids in America.
Yes.
See, I know. I remember the movie and, you know, and it kind of goes through time. You see them very young and then they're older, and it's got the big thing that kind of looks like a dog. It's not a dog.
Yeah. I don't remember any of the Digimon names except there was an angel man and a woman. I remember them.
I love that movie.
It's a great movie. I
love that movie.
It's definitely a more holistic movie if we're being honest. Mm. Like the Pokemon movie, I think, depended on the fans knowing the story.
Yeah, you would have to know.
Right?
But this one, the Digimon one, you can watch it because I never watched Digimon the show.
Yeah.
But I loved that movie.
I actually think I'm going to go and watch that movie. I'm still in the Pokemon the movie camp because I remember watching it and just being...
We've disagreed now. Thought,
We've done it. I knew this one was a good one to add to the list.
It was a good one because now we're bitter rivals. And so you guys have to vote.
Which did you prefer?
I'll put it up on the page.
Do it.
I'll put it up on the page. Pokemon's going to win, though.
No, we don't know.
Most people like Pokemon, but I did love that movie.
Yeah, disclaimer, I absolutely adore both of these movies.
Yeah.
Can we make that clear?
Yeah, I like them both. I love them both as well, but I'm pretty sure Digimon, like, I watched it more, so I'm going to say that that one's better for me.
This is good. A little bit of rivalry.
Ooh.
Great. Ooh. Okay, next.
Okay. No Strings Attached versus Friends with Benefits.
Now, these films were all talked about at the time because they were essentially the same movie. They came
with
out,
a different cast.
Yes. Yeah. And then, so Mila Kunis was in one and Ashton Kutcher was in the other.
Yes.
And then they ended up getting married.
I never even thought of that.
Yeah. So it was Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake in
Friends with Benefits. Yep.
And then No Strings Attached was Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher.
Yes.
I am in a No Strings Attached court here.
Are you?
Yes. That's one of my other guilty pleasure movies. I love that movie.
Wow. I'm Friends with Benefits.
There you go.
All the way.
Done. We've done it again.
Oh, my God.
I think the reason I like No Strings Attached is purely because like it more, shall I say. I also like Friends with Benefits, if we're being honest here.
Yeah.
I love the friends that she lives with and all of the dumb shit that they come out with, like making a period playlist and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I get on board with that. But also Justin Timberlake. So
yeah.
how yeah. can you go wrong?
I'm friends with benefits because the humor. The humor just gets me, you know, like how he's like afraid of heights and how he sneezes when he arrives and the whole closing time.
Oh yeah, that's a good.
And he's like, it's not Third Eye Blind, you know.
I forgot. Like,
I just love it. It makes me laugh every time. It's a feel good movie.
It is,
me.
And they both are. I think.
Oh, and Emma Stone's in it right at the beginning.
Oh yeah, she is.
Yelling
too.
At him and Andy Samberg.
It's fucking John Mayer.
Yeah, John fucking Mayer.
Oh, I forgot all about that. Yeah. I think I'd also forgotten how funny Justin Timberlake was because he hadn't been in a movie for a long time.
So funny,
hilarious.
So funny.
All right, good-o. That was a good one.
Thanks.
The next one we have, Gone in 60 Seconds versus The Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
Rachel does not love either of these.
I don't love either of them. And I'm struggling. I mean, Gone in 60 Seconds was a remake, yeah?
Yes.
And it has Nicolas Cage, and I'm going to ruffle so many feathers right
she
now.
Goes.
I don't like Nicolas Cage. I do not.
Triggered.
I do not.
At her right now.
Don't at me. You're going to at me. I know you're going to. Because, like, so many people adore Nick Cage. Nick Cage is like a thing.
Mm.
I do not like Nick Cage.
Look, I'm going to say he's not a great actor. Mm. I'm going to go as far to say that. There are certain films of his that I like. So I don't think I can say that I dislike him.
Mm.
I don't know. There's something weird about him.
I don't like his face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like his voice. I don't like his acting. I don't like his attitude. There's actually nothing about Nick Cage that I like.
So there you go. To answer this question then,
I guess I'm in the Fast and Furious camp, but it's only because of Nick Cage.
Yeah. I'm also in the Fast and Furious camp just because I think – and it's probably because I've just been hammered with so much Fast and the Furious that I'm like, oh, well, that's a pretty good film.
It's pretty
and look, I did actually watch it because they're all on Netflix now and it was terrible but it was also good.
I really like the first one.
Me too.
Yeah.
And Paul Walker. Baby Paul Walker.
Bless him with so his cute. Beautiful blue eyes.
He's adorable. Okay, Fast and the Furious wins.
Yeah, it does.
All right, have we got anything else?
We've got one more.
Okay.
Olympus Has Fallen versus White House Down.
Ooh, this is a hard one.
I actually haven't seen either of them.
Haven't you? Okay.
No, so educate me.
So Olympus Has Fallen has Gerard Butler.
Yeah, so that right? one then has a couple of sequels.
Yes,
now.
And they're all quite good.
Yeah.
I liked them a lot. They're all very much the same with a little bit of a twist. White House Down is Channing Tatum and Jamie Lee Foxx.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't actually know which film I prefer out of these two. Wow. I think
were they like very similar?
So they're essentially about the president and the president's bodyguard, if you want to call it that.
Okay.
So Olympus Has Fallen is much more structured in that, you know, Gerald Butler is actually the boss of whatever
he's
his security
part of the
team
service
and all that kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah.
White House Down is a bit different, where Channing Tatum is kind of not as elite. I want to say, but he still goes out of his way and is a sexy man saving a sexy man, right?
Wonderful.
I think I'm probably...
it's a sexy man saving a sexy man.
You want a description of White House Down? There you go. Print it, send it. I'm a sexy man saving a sexy man.
I mean...
So I'm probably going to go White House Down.
Okay.
Because I think watching the three films of the series of Olympus Has Fallen was great. Like, it's that whole closing loop. Watching the one White House Down film, oh, I think there's only one. I've only watched One Sexy Man Save One Sexy Man, so I think it stuck with me a bit more, so I'm going to say White House Down.
Okay. I will respect that.
Great.
And I'll jump on board with you because the very idea of sexy man, you know, saving sexy man, yeah, I'm down. I'm
that's
done.
Right. That's and it. I think that's he's got a daughter too that it's like
oh, cute.
Gets into that. Yeah.
Oh, that's, well, done.
Yeah, perfect.
White House Down.
You should watch them. They're like a popcorn movie. They're not.
I should watch them. It's just I don't get a lot of watching time.
No, and they're not kid-friendly movies, let's
no.
be honest.
Exactly.
All right, that's it.
Oh my goodness.
That was a good list. We only disagreed on two. Two?
Yeah, two.
No strings attached in Pokemon and Digimon. We're going to put a...
I'm going to put the poll up for Digimon.
Okay.
Versus Pokemon.
Great. Yep. That's going to be an interesting one to see.
Yep.
All right. That is it for this week. We'll be back with another episode next week. But in the meantime, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and help support the show.
And if you want to check out the other great shows on our network, head to ccradio.com.au.
And finally, make sure you join our fangirling fan group on Facebook.
That's it. As always, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Amy.
And we just fangirled.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.